Hi guys, this is Sajjad and I decided to record an audio like the other members of Zaban Shanas, an attempt to Let's Talk Challenge, It is almost a Let's Talk audio. As I said, this is my first audio, this is the first audio that I record. So it will have many mistakes, so take it easy. I have many mistakes. I decided to record my voice to improve much better and to hear criticizing from the other members, from the other friends, like members of Zaban Shanas. And in this audio, I decided to retell a story from the Power English course. As you know, in the first lesson of that course, in the first lesson of the Power English name, which its name was Introduction to Power English, there was a mini story about a woman, a beautiful woman, who had never played golf. And she had to play golf against Tiger Woods. I'm gonna retell that mini story. I'm gonna tell that story by my own words, by my own intonation, by my own feelings. As I said, this is my first audio, so it will have many mistakes. And so don't laugh at me, don't kid me, don't joke me. Instead of that, please criticize my speaking. Not correct my mistakes. Don't do that. Don't correct my mistakes. Just criticize my speaking and tell me how to improve faster, how to improve very well. I need your help, so please help me. Okay, let's get started. Here we go. There was a very beautiful, intelligent woman named Sophie. Sophie had never played golf in her life. And one day she had to play Tiger Woods. She had to play Tiger Woods in golf in just 1 month. She had to play golf against Tiger Woods in just 1 month. 1 month, in fact, is a very short time. It's a very short period of time to become a good golfer. So Sophie, who had never played golf, decided to get help from a golf coach. So then she went to Japan to find a golf coach. And in Japan, she found a golf coach named Yoda. Yoda was a good golf coach. Yoda said to Sophie, "I can help you learn golf, Sophie. You must engage your subconscious. You must use your subconscious to become a golf master. You should use your subconscious, then you will be a golf master." This is a conditional sentence, in fact. So anyway, Yoda said this to Sophie. And Sophie tried to use her subconscious. Sophie closed her eyes and tried to use her subconscious. Every time that she hit the ball went into the trees, but she tried again. And another time, the ball went into the trees again. She hit the ball again. It went into the woods again. She tried again, but every time she failed. Every time she could not succeed. She could not be successful at practicing golf. So Sophie thought to herself that that method is not good enough. So Sophie left Japan and she went to Hawaii to find another and better golf coach. In Hawaii, she found a golf coach. She found, in fact, a surfing golf coach who is the person that can play golf and surf at the same time. That's a impossible work. It seems impossible, but he was a surfing golf coach. Fairly, I think his name was Fairly. Fairly has a very difficult pronunciation. I try to pronounce it right. So Fairly said to Sophie that she must practice golf while surfing. That's impossible, I think. So Sophie tried. Sophie got on the surfboard. She was surfing and at the same time, she was trying to play golf while surfing. Every time that she tried to do that, she would fall into the water and she got wet. Every time she tried that, she fell into the water and she got wet. So Sophie was really depressed. Sophie think nobody can help her. Nothing can help her. So one day Sophie heard that in San Diego there was a man named Tony Robbins who can help her. Let's go to Tiger Woods. As you know, Tiger Woods was a great golfer. He was very good at golf. In fact, he was the best golfer in the whole world. Also, Tiger Woods needed a golf coach. So Tiger Woods went to South Carolina. So Tiger Woods went to South Carolina to find a golf coach. And in South Carolina, she found a golf coach. She found an army golf coach. The army golf coach said to Sophie The army golf coach said to Tiger Woods, not Sophie. He said to Tiger Woods, he must run 30 miles every day. That's very boring. That will make her tired. But Tiger Woods did. Tiger Woods ran 30 miles every day. Okay, that is that for Tiger Woods. Let's go back to Sophie. As I said, Sophie went to San Diego. In San Diego, she found Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins said to Sophie that she must put herself into a peak emotional state before practicing golf. She must use her physiology. She must engage her physiology before practicing golf. Sophie put herself into a peak emotional state. Sophie engaged her physiology, her physical things, her body parts. And after some days, Tony Robbins said to Sophie, he said, you are prepared now. Now you can practice golf. So start right now. And Sophie did. Sophie started to practice golf. And it was fantastic. Sophie improved very well. Sophie developed her skill very well. Her golf developed very well. That was really, really fantastic. And the day came. Tiger Woods and Sophie played golf. Tiger Woods was very tired. He looked very, very tired. But Sophie was in a very peak emotional state. She was really, really ready for the game. They played golf. Sophie, hopefully Sophie won the game. Sophie could beat Tiger Woods at golf. Now Sophie was the greatest golfer in the world. Now she was the best golfer in the world. And Tiger Woods wrote a check to Sophie for $85 million. That's right. Sophie earned $85 million from the game. Sophie won $85 million and now she was rich and also she was the best golfer in the world. Okay, that's all for my idea. That's all for my retelling the story. I think that was a good experience. Everybody should do it. This is very good to improve your speaking, your intonation, your rhythm, and anything else. It was my first audio that I record, as I said at the first of this audio. This is my first audio. So please don't laugh at me, don't joke me, don't kid me, take it easy. This is my first audio. So, and please criticize me. Criticize my speaking, my intonation, the other things that you think it will be good for improving. So that is all for my audio. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.